Mom's Playground!
Hooray!
Hello, everybody. What's good? Welcome to the Black Lives Don't Matter podcast. I am your host, Darren Harris. And like I said, welcome. Well, now that I have your attention, I know a lot of you are like, who is this guy, man? Who is this guy talking about Black Lives Don't Matter? Who is this black guy talking about Black Lives Don't Matter? Who is this dude? Some of you are really mad about it. Well, good. I need you to be upset that Black Lives Don't Matter. Now I'm pissed off. Maybe we all need to be more pissed off that Black Lives Don't Matter. Maybe then finally we'll unite as a people. Maybe some of you who don't really care about anything, and I've seen a lot of that, who don't really care about anything, will get behind this and care about this. Try and do something about it. I've been told maybe you should change the name of your podcast, or it's too harsh, or you're going to piss people off. Now, how dare you do a podcast with Black Lives Don't Matter as the name? The list goes on, man. But I'm going to tell you the truth. The reason I chose the title is to actually bring light to all the times that a black life didn't matter, so that maybe we'll get a little more upset, pissed off, try to do something, you know, make something happen. Keep it happening. Some of the things I'm going to say, man, I'm just going to be honest. A lot of you are not going to like it. I just want to say that I'm not sorry about that. I'm not sorry. We need to turn the mirror in on ourselves. We need to look at ourselves, because black lives can't matter to anyone else if they don't matter to us first. Hey folks, what's happening? Welcome back to the Black Lives Don't Matter podcast. I'm your host, Darren Harris. Got some crazy shit to tell y'all about today. If you haven't already heard, Tennessee is wilding the fuck out. They're following suit of Florida and the rest of these Republican-ran states. Now, I like to keep to myself. You know, I really do. I like to keep to myself. I don't vote Republican. You know, I'm barely a Democrat because, let's face it, the two political party system is stupid. We're a bunch of stupid idiots that place our trust and our lives in the hands of politicians who care nothing about us but only care about power. And that goes for all you Republicans that vote also. You think these people care about you, they don't give a shit about you. Just so you know. But I know a lot of Republicans, they side with these people because of their beliefs and ideologies. Now, I do have some Republican friends. And to these friends, I say, how does this make you feel? How does this make you feel for the political party that you signed on to start implementing all these policies and laws that hurt black Americans? And they do it without conscience. It's like a driver that cuts you off in traffic that won't look at you after they do you wrong. It's the same thing. The people in Tennessee have lost their fucking minds. The governor of Florida, the people in Florida, they have lost their fucking minds. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Florida. I'm just anxious to see who's next to pull some of this bullshit. And make no mistake about it, folks. This is bullshit. It's bullshit. And the bullshit is how can we sit up and let these people get away with it? How can a group of five motherfuckers, six or seven motherfuckers, dictate to an entire state what they should be doing? It's backwards. It's us who need to be dictating to them what should be going on. They come up with these laws, and then they propose them, and then the people vote for them like sheep. No, We need to come up with our own laws to pass them ourselves, and these motherfuckers need to jump in line. That's the way it works. That's the way it should work, but it doesn't work like that anymore because we're too lazy as a people. Americans are lazy, all right? I've just said it. I'm going to say it again. You motherfuckers are lazy. You're lazy. You don't want to fight. You want to lay the fuck down, and then you wonder why the fuck shit ain't going your way. It's because you don't stand up. You don't fucking stand up, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, folks. We need to stand up like them two dudes. Them two, listen. The Republican Party expelled two black Democrats for protesting, peacefully protesting, about gun reform or gun laws. And you know what they did? They voted their asses out. But listen to what they did. They voted the two black dudes out, but they left the white lady in. Now, I'm not coming for her because she actually is on the side of the Democrat. She's on the side of the two brothers. So in that, I commend this lady. I commend this lady for standing up against this bullshit. And I'm going to call them all out. I mean, by the you're going to know who they are by the end of the fucking podcast. And trust and believe that I'm tweeting every last one of you fuck faces. And I hope you listen because you're a disgrace to the country. You're a disgrace to your state. You are a disgrace to your fucking race. You cock-sucking ass punk bitch motherfuckers. And that's for everybody. That's for all of you motherfuckers who side with this ideology, who condone what just happened, because that is not democracy. So we might as well just stop saying that America is a democratic state because a democratic country, because it's not. It's not. This is not a democracy. This is not a democracy. And I'll tell you what, like I said, I got a lot of fucking Republican friends. I got a lot of people that I grew up with that identify as Republicans. And I'll tell you, just like I said again, man, I say this again. If these people are the people that you side with, if these people are the people that you follow, if these people are the people who you have adopted their ideology, then fuck you. Simple as that. Fuck you. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long we've known each other. I don't give a fuck. Because fuck you. Because you're basically saying that my people, me and my people, we not that important to you. Oh, we're cool enough to be friends, but we're not cool enough for me to vote against this man and this bullshit because it benefits me in other ways. Well, it doesn't benefit me at all. So in that, you're not really my friend. You're not really my people, man. You're not really down with me. You know what I'm saying? You're not really that person with me. Now, a lot of Republicans, they don't talk about their political affiliation because they don't want to be fucking ridiculed for how fucking just ridiculous they are. They're ridiculous. And the thing that gets me is they do all this bullshit in the name of Jesus. This ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. It really doesn't. Because I'm going to tell you what. Jesus didn't say, thou shalt bear arms. He didn't say that. He didn't fucking say that. It's you white motherfucking Republican cocksucking ass old motherfuckers who did. And really what it is, it wasn't even you guys. It was the founding fathers who we all know now were a bunch of fucking racist cocksuckers. Slave-owning fucking douchebags. So that was put into place for you motherfuckers. That wasn't put into place for people like me. And that's why, like, things like the Second Amendment, that shit needs to be rewritten. It really does. And it really needs to be rewritten with a specific terminology. It needs to remove all the terminology that says to curtail the revolts. Because really, that's what it was put in place for. It was put in place because the United States didn't want to have to help slave owners curtail their slaves, so they gave the slave owners the rights to bear arms so that they can shoot and kill any slave that rose up against them. That's what the Second Amendment is. And they want to protect these gun laws like it's the only law. It's so funny to me how the motherfuckers who are just all about guns, guns, guns are also about church, church, church. When in fact, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. There's a lot of things that Republicans, they're just hypocrites. They really are. They are fucking biblical hypocrites. And it's baffling to me how these motherfuckers actually think that they're Christians, that they're doing God's work. My mother is a pastor. My grandfather was a pastor. And they do God's work. These Republican cocksuckers, they do not. They do the work of the fucking devil. Simple as that. DeSantis, Trump, all of these motherfuckers, all of them, they do the work of the devil. They're not righteous people. And it's baffling to me how many of these motherfuckers stand up and follow these people because, oh, this bitch, when Trump got indicted, talking about, oh, Jesus, man, fuck you, man. Trump is in no way close to being like Jesus, whoever. I mean, and I'm going to tag that bitch too, because that bitch is an idiot too. I mean, how dare you compare this cocksucker to Jesus? Ugh. You motherfuckers are rich, and I do not understand how we can continuously elect these people. But I'll tell you how. I'll tell you how. It's because we don't vote. Black people don't vote. We just started voting like 3 or 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, collectively. We need to up those numbers. And not only that, the brown people, the Mexicans, we need the Mexican Americans that's in this country, we need you to vote. We need you to vote. And we don't need you to vote with them because you want to keep your fucking jobs. You're going to keep your job anyway because they're lazy. Slavery proved that. Slavery proved that these motherfuckers are lazy. They don't want to do nothing. They let us do everything. And then they stood up and they took our patents. They claimed our inventions. You motherfuckers didn't invent shit. You took the money that we made you and then you built your own shit up and you left the fucking scraps for us. Fuck y'all. So in that, black people, okay? Here I am. I'm talking now to black people, not just black people, but black people, Puerto Rican people, Mexicans, Indians, Asians, anybody who feels like they're tired of this bullshit. We need to get up on this horse and we need to start voting these motherfuckers out. We need to start figuring out a way to vote these motherfuckers out. Share this podcast. If you feel passionately like I do, share this podcast. Get out in the street. Make some fucking noise. Make these motherfuckers find you. I'm trying to get found. I'm trying to get found because I want to talk to Ron DeSantis in his fucking face. I'm dead ass serious. I want to talk to this cocksucker in his face. And yes, I called you a cocksucker. And if I ever meet with you, I'm going to call you that in your fucking face, you cocksucker. Ugh. I hate doing this fucking podcast. I hate it. But I got to do it. And the reason I got to do it is because as long as some shit like this is going on, I will be doing this podcast because I'm going to stand up because I'm going to tell you what, my fucking life matters. Even if you white cocksucking ass Republican fuck faces don't believe it. And yeah, I'm coming hard. I'm coming hard for the Republicans, man. I'm coming hard for you motherfuckers. I am. I'm coming hard for you. I'm coming hard for my friends. I'm coming hard for everybody who calls them my friend. Who call themselves my friends, but still votes in that direction. I implore you to make me believe why. Make me understand why. Make it make sense. For real. Make that shit make sense to me, man. Because it doesn't make any sense how you could call yourself my friend, but then go over there and vote for a motherfucker who wants to get rid of my motherfucking history. Make it make sense, friend. Because if you can't make it make sense, then you might as well go ahead and unfriend me because I don't want to be your friend. I don't give a fuck how long we've gone back. I don't give a fuck if we've been childhood friends. If this is how you vote, and this is, then you can miss me and get the fuck out of my face. You can say whatever you want. I've already lost friends behind this. Good friends. Really good friends I've lost behind this. I've lost friends over defending them defending Donald Trump when they don't even know about this motherfucker. Motherfuckers down here in the South, Donald Trump this and Donald. Well, I'm from fucking New York. And as you can see, he's from New York also. But as you can see, motherfuckers from New York hate this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that somebody finally stood up and put it in his fucking mouth. Sit your ass down. Sit your motherfucking ass down. I'm tired of all of this newly found racist fucking just fortitude, for lack of a better phrase. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people being these openly racist cocksuckers. However, though, at least you know. At least you know who they are and where they stand. You know, don't tell me, oh, I vote Republican, but only for this part. Well, you know what? That's just not good enough. That's just not good enough, because if you vote for this man, I don't care if you don't believe in his other policies, on paper you do. And you've upheld this man's election. You've upheld this man's election. You've upheld his term in office, which he's dedicated to fight against me. So basically you have voted for somebody who has dedicated himself to fighting people like me, my history, school, LGBTQ people, brown people. You've upheld this. And for the life of me, I don't understand the Cubans down in Miami, how these motherfuckers could even vote Republican. And I tell you why. It's because they think that they're better than everybody. And that's they think that they are. And they think the better than everybody party are the Republicans. And that's just not true. The Republican ideology houses a lot of racism. I mean, look at Tennessee. They just demonstrated it. I mean, with no fucking, they just demonstrated it right out in the open. They said these motherfuckers were disorderly. They said these guys were disorderly. Justin Jones and Justin Pearson. They were acting disorder. They weren't acting. They were peacefully protesting. Now, if these motherfuckers was jumping around, throwing shit around, talking about, yeah, motherfuckers, then I could understand it. But they peacefully protested, and they said, do your job, which is the fucking truth. Do your fucking jobs. DeSantis too worried about controlling Disney. Do your fucking job. Stop worrying about Disney World, motherfucker. You didn't start Disney World, so you shouldn't be in control of Disney World. So shut your fucking mouth. I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of people standing out and just being openly racist because they want to see the country change. Well, I'll tell you what. One time it was said, somebody said, go back to Africa. Why don't you go back to Africa? Go take your ass back to Africa. Well, why don't you motherfuckers take your ass back to the Caucasus Mountains? How about that? This ain't your country either. We were brought here. You motherfuckers came here and stole here. Because that's what you do. You steal everything. You steal culture. You steal everything. You steal property. You steal money. You steal votes. You steal every fucking thing. But then you want to blame shit on us. You stole education and put it in your neighborhoods so that your kids could be educated. But you know what, though? You know who the most educated group of people in America are? Black women. So, yeah, blew up in your face. Even still, these women went out and got their education, regardless of the situation and the conditions that you have systematically put us in. There are people who are rising to the occasion. There are more and more black people rising to the occasion. Black folks, we need to rise to this occasion. We are a resilient people. We have proven that. We've proved that for 400 years. We are resilient as they come. We are made of, we have the blood of royalty. We are royal people. So how dare we allow this to take place? How dare we allow this to happen to us without saying anything? Are we cowards? Are we afraid? Or do we even fucking care? Because we're too worried about trying to go get a BBL or trying to get our fucking lashes done or trying to get a bag. Fuck that shit, man. I don't give a fuck about blonde hair on a black woman. I really don't. I don't even get it. I don't fucking get it. Why would you want to be something that you're not? Why would you want to be something that wants to oppress you anyway? I would rather women have purple hair than blonde hair. I really would. I'd rather a black woman have purple hair than blonde hair. Blue hair, green hair, anything but that shit. Now, I'm not calling out blonde people. I'm really not. I got some really cool blonde friends. But what I am calling out is black people who are afraid to be black people. Black people who want to be better than black people or above black people or think that they're above black people just because they show their ass on Instagram or they walk around looking like some sort of little bad bitch, as they call it. I'm a little bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Go vote. Take that shit out of your fucking hair. Go vote. Read a fucking book. And the same thing for you, fellas. Go vote. Stand the fuck up for your families. Stop letting motherfuckers do this to you. Say something. Stand the fuck up. Have some fucking backbone, motherfuckers. I swear, man, I hate doing this podcast. Because I hate having to call my people out every time. But I'm going to call you motherfuckers out every time. Because I'm almost as mad at you as I am at them. Simply because we choose not to do shit. We choose not to do shit. Instead of doing real shit, motherfuckers want to stand up and sell shit to they fuck, sell drugs to they fucking people. Talking about, oh, they love me. They don't fucking love you. And you don't fucking love them. And you don't love black people, man. And this is directed at somebody that I love very dearly. I'm not going to say any names, but this is directed at somebody I love very dearly. Nigga, the shit that you doing out here in the fucking streets here in town, that shit is stripping you of your humanity. That is stripping respect of you from your people. The people that matter. And right now you looking at all this money in your fucking pocket. No, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. When that money is gone, you damn sure will give a fuck. When your ass get locked up, you damn sure will give a fuck. I got a plan. Fuck that plan. If your plan includes poisoning black people, fuck your plan. You hear me? You hear me? And I know you hear me. And you're going to hear me because when I see you next, I'm going to make you listen to this fucking podcast. Because honestly, I do this podcast not only for I do this podcast for people like you. For people like you. Yeah, I'm still talking to you. You know who I'm talking to. I'm do this podcast for people like you. Because black lives don't even matter to you, man. Black lives don't matter to you. And you want to try to put me in a, you know, make it seem like, you know, you this savvy ass business nigga. Man, fuck that. Show me some other shit. Show me some savvy business shit that actually helps black people. Man, fuck that shit. All the shit that you into. All these niggas that you running around with. All these fucking knuckleheads that you call your fucking family. They're not your family. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. I used to think the same thing when I was your age. But here I am now, 56 years old, and I realize my family is my family. My friends are my friends. There are only two other people outside of this that I call my family. And trust me, they have earned it over the past 30 years. 30 years. That's what it takes. Not a couple years, not 5 years. 30 fucking years these people have been in my life. black people have to start mattering to black people. I'm going to say this every time I crack this mic open to do this podcast. Black people have to start mattering to black people, because they damn sure they don't matter to Scott Golden. Yeah, Scott Golden, the chairman of the Republican Party in Tennessee. They don't matter to Charlotte Kelly. They don't matter to Scott Smith. They don't matter to Shannon Haynes. They don't matter to Beth Scott, Clayton Amos. They don't matter to Oscar Brock. And they don't matter to Beth Campbell. All of the officers of the Republican Party in Tennessee. All cocksucking ass racists. You're racists. You might as well just wear a fucking hood. You might as well just stand up at the assembly in your fucking hoods. Because that's where the Ku Klux Klan was actually formed, was in Tennessee. And they keep saying, the South shall rise again. The South shall rise again. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. Fuck all of you. Anybody who has this ideology, fuck you. Anybody who can stand up tall and proud and say, I vote for these people, fuck y'all. From the bottom, from the deepest reaches of my heart, fuck y'all. It's a shame that I gotta keep doing this. I just think that it's crazy. It's 2023 and here we are, Republicans voting out Democrats so that they can pass the laws that they want to pass in this country, which basically they benefit white people. They don't benefit black people. There's nothing that a Republican has done. There's nothing that a Republican is proposing right now that is going to benefit black people. Nothing. Find me something. Find me something. Prove me wrong. There's nothing that they have or that they're proposing which is going to swing around and benefit black people. Nothing. Nothing. Now, we could give people a run for their money. We could give these candidates, we may not lose at win every election, but we could give these candidates a run for their money if we decided to get the fuck up and start voting instead of running out here talking about some, oh, these just my jugs. You know, they love me. I provide them with this and they go out and they hustle for it. Man, fuck you and that bullshit, man. Fuck that. Go vote. Get your fucking heads out of your asses and go vote. The people of Georgia showed the fuck up, man. They showed up. They showed up. Turn that shit blue. They showed up. I need the rest of everybody else to show up. I need everyone else to show up for this. Now, I already know that a lot of y'all just going to dismiss me. A lot of y'all, this nigga don't know what he talking about. A lot of you motherfuckers are going to do that. And I expect you to. I wholeheartedly expect you to turn the other cheek. Because somewhere along the lines, we used to be strong, but we have gotten weak. And really what it is we've become too dependent on the things that they provide for us. Motherfuckers too afraid to lose a little bit of money to stand up and speak out. And I'll go ahead and tell you, people like Jay-Z, they're not going to speak out. They're not going to speak out because they've become a part of that system. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love me some Hov, but he's not coming to our rescue. Kanye, that motherfucker is gone. Not coming to our rescue. There's nobody black that is coming to our rescue. I mean, the world listens to Beyonce, but do you think Beyonce is going to get on and say, listen, we need to stop this? Hell no. Hell no. You think some of these other black artists are going to take out some money to stand on television and say, hey, listen, black people, we need to fight against this? Hell no. Hell no. You think they're going to get on podcasts and denounce what happened? Hell no. Hell no. They're going to sit down and they're going to go, oh, what a shame. And then they're going to get right back to, it's the rock in the building. It's going to get right back to that. I'm sick of it. I really am. Because we poison ourselves. And we poison ourselves in ways that we're not even privy to. And one of the major ways, and I'm going to keep saying one of the, I feel like I'm able to decipher. We poison ourselves with our music. We poison ourselves with our music. We poison ourselves with our music. Listen to it. Our music is extremely misogynistic, extremely sexually driven. Like that's the only thing in the world. Money and sex. That's it. There's very few people talking about, I love black people. Very few rappers talking about, I love my people. Very few. Most of you niggas just talk about, fuck you, nigga. Kill this. And I'm a fuck yo bitch. And na-da-da-da-da. That's what we listening to. That's what we're indoctrinating into our people. And that's what they want so that they can do shit like Power Grab Tennessee. Because we're too focused on other shit. We're sitting up here, bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks, which I love that song. Thank you, Snoop Dogg. But it's promoting that ideology to our people. Because look, everybody, the bitches ain't shit. These niggas ain't shit. These motherfuckers ain't shit. And I've said this before in other podcasts too. Meanwhile, we're doing that. Look at the advertisements that you see on TV. You always see white head of household, black lady. White head of household, Latin lady. White head of household, Asian lady. White head of household, Indian lady. There's more of those commercials out than I've seen in a long time. And really what they're doing is they're subliminally programming us to believe that the white male is the best financial and viable option to every woman, even women of color. And that is being done by advertising companies. We have to stand up, folks. We have to stand up, folks. We have to stand up and fight against that shit. We have to call that shit out when we see it. I'm calling it out. I'm not afraid to call it out. I'm not afraid to go out and call this shit out in they fucking face. Yo, my man, how come we only see white dudes with every other race, but every now and then we see a black dude with some other race? Well, maybe a white woman, maybe a Latin woman. But we don't see him with nobody else. You trying as much as you can to hide black dudes out of everything. They got to use them. Otherwise, we going to cry foul. But they use us. They try their best not to use us. They try their best not. I'm an actor, okay? I go on auditions sometimes, and I see these auditions, and it'll say such and such and such African-American male, such and such and such. But then in the audition, I'll see four or five white dudes reading for the part that says African-American male. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? What in the fuck is that? Why? Why are you auditioning for a part that was written for me? And I'll tell you why. It's because the casting director that wants to see, that's what they want to see. They want to see if it works. Let's see if it works. And of course it works, because that's why we see the commercial that we see. We got to stand up, folks. And that's the bottom line. We have to stand up against fucking Ron DeSantis. We got to stand up against motherfucking John. What is his name? Scott Golden. We got to stand up against these motherfuckers. We got to do something. And I don't want to continue to babble, but I want to make sure that this is clear to everybody. I want to make sure that they feel what I'm talking about. I want to make sure that everybody feels the passion and feels the pain and the anger in my voice. Because it's painful and it makes me angry to sit and watch us all but just get systematically put away. They pull all this shit all in front of our eyes. Oh, this shiny, flashy shit. They pull it all down in front of our eyes. Meanwhile, they're doing all this conniving shit behind our backs, y'all. And we're not doing nothing about it. The only thing we do, oh, well, is doing more TikTok dances. There's nobody standing up, man. There's nobody standing. Very few people, man. Very few people who are involved, who are engaged, who care. I would love to see that number grow. But it's sad because I know that it will never happen. I feel that it won't happen because I feel as a people that we're just too far gone. We're just too far gone. We're too far caught up in the world that they have created for us instead of the world that we've created for ourselves. It's a shame, folks. It's shameful. It is shameful. And I don't know how we're going to be able to pull ourselves out of this. I mean, the way I'm seeing it, the world, for one, but the United States in particular is cruising for some or getting braced for some really serious hardship ahead, because just in case you haven't heard, the United States dollar is about to fucking hit the ground. They're trying to launch their own cryptocurrency so that we can fuck that. I want my money in gold. That's what I want. Because I don't trust the United States anymore. You know, I was a patriotic dude. I'm born on the 3rd of July. July 4th is next. I'm a patriot, but I realized that July 4th wasn't for me. It wasn't for my people. It wasn't for us. It wasn't for us. So we have to make our own independence. We have to figure out how to make our own independence and stop relying on the things that they give us. We need, I mean, and hats off to the brothers and sisters that are out there doing it. There's a couple people, a guy in Georgia and a guy in Detroit. These guys are building, they're building new communities for black people. They're building new communities essentially to replace the ones that have been drowned or burned. They're making new communities. I just hope that we're able to sustain them and we don't get ran the fuck out by jealous white people. And don't get me wrong. Yes, my podcast is militant. But I'm going to say this. I say it every podcast. I do not hate white people. I don't hate white people at all. I really don't. I really don't hate white people. I hate the Republican ideology that has corrupted people. I hate it. With every fiber in my body, I hate that shit. And I hate the fact that it's allowed to permeate. They find, especially the Republicans, they find all kinds of back alley shit. They don't say shit. They spring shit on you at the last minute so you can't do anything about it. They pass their laws and then they take pictures and put them in the newspaper, them smiling. Ron DeSantis passes a gun law where you don't need a license, a permit, or a background check to carry a loaded, concealed weapon in the state of Florida. That is the dumbest shit in the world. But here he is, sitting on the front of the fucking paper, smiles wide, and the reason he did it is so he can get all these fucking gun enthusiasts' votes. Florida is never going to be a blue state again. And it's just the way that it is. Florida is going to become, and this is just my prediction, but Florida is going to become more increasingly dangerous for minorities and black people in particular, because he's basically empowered all of these racists in the country. You know, we're going to go back to hearing nigger in your face again. We're going to go back to watch yourself, boy. We're going to go back to you shouldn't be around here. We're going to go right on back to that shit. And that's what he wants. Subservient blacks. That's what he wants. Subservient black people. He wants to make sure that white people are the dominant culture in this state. And if this man is elected president, which we already know that everybody in Tennessee is going to vote for him, everybody in Kentucky is going to vote for him, everybody in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, they're going to vote for him. Texas, they're going to vote for him. They're Republican majority states. And if he runs, he's more than likely probably going to win. We don't have anybody. Joe Biden, I don't think can beat him. I don't think he can beat him. Because for one, he's in failing health. His health is poor. He's not going to last another fucking round. They're not going to. And Kamala Harris, she hadn't been vocal enough or active enough or in the media enough to really. Michelle Obama was in the media more than this lady. You know, yeah, I mean, she's got my last name and, you know, she's a black lady and everything, but she ain't really doing nothing, man. She ain't really doing nothing. She needs to stand up and start doing some shit. She needs to start advocating for black people. Anytime some shit like this jumps off, she needs to be the first one on scene. Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States, black woman. Anytime that there is something that has discouraged black people or has disenfranchised, you need to be your ass on scene first. You need to go first with your crew of people. You need to show a force. Just like they're showing force, you need to show force. You need to show that you are the vice president and that your words mean shit. Because right now, I don't even know what the fuck you've said so far. I don't even know what the fuck you've done so far. I really don't know. I can't call out anything particular where you've done anything that has stood out. Nothing. I can't think of anything. I'm sitting here thinking. I cannot think of anything. I did hear a news story a couple of days where she went back to Africa to trace some of her roots and she was a bit emotional. Well, that ought to be the fire under your ass to come back over here and be like, look, nah, No matter what it's going to take, you're not going to treat us like this no more. No matter what it's going to take, you're not going to handle us like this no more. I don't care what I got to do. You're not going to handle us like this no more. I will stand up in your face and tell you, you ain't going to handle us like this no more. So you can go back in your little room with your little Republican friends and make whatever little back alley treaty laws you want to make. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to fight your ass every day. Every day, I'm going to be knocking. You ready, motherfucker? Because I'm here. You ready? Motherfuckers, oh shit, this motherfucker again. Yes, me again. Knocking on your fucking door. Let's do this, bruh. Let's do this, man. Let's do this. Somebody needs to stand up, and that's all it is. I'm trying to stand up, but I can only stand up so far where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do the best I can to stand up for this, but I can only do so much from where I'm at. I need the rest of you. I need all of you. I need the rest of my black brothers and sisters. Everybody who's listening to this, I need you to share it to all my black brothers and sisters. I need you also to share it to anybody who does not subscribe to the Republican ideologies. White folks, black folks, Indian folks, Latin folks, Asian folks. Forward it to these folks. Forward it to these people. Let's stand up. Because, yeah, they might have the majority. You know, whites might be the majority, but I don't think they outnumber all of us together. And I think that all of us together could make some fucking noise. It's like we all stand by on the sidelines. The school shooting, we all just kind of stand there. We protest, but we all just kind of stand there. Nah, you know how you fix school shootings? I'm going to tell you right now how you fix school shootings. You vote out Republicans. You vote them out. You vote them out. Anybody who stands up in that bullshit, you vote them out. Anybody who stands up on some racial shit, you vote them out. Anybody who chooses guns over child safety, you vote their fucking ass out. You stand up. Stop sitting on the sideline. Oh, wow, that's such a shame. Wow, I really feel for those families. Well, if you fucking feel for those families, vote these fuckers out of here. Vote them out. If you really feel for these children and their families, vote them out. I'm sorry, I don't want to get emotional. I'm looking over here and I see that I'm clipping. This is probably going to be a really loud podcast. But I'm a loud dude. Anyway, I'm passionate. I feel about this. This shit means some shit to me. Even if it don't mean shit to nobody else. If I got to do it by myself, I'll do it by myself, man. But something has got to happen, folks. Something has got to happen. Stop laying down. We are more powerful than we think we are. Stop laying down for these motherfuckers. We are more powerful than we think we are. Than we think we are. And we're more powerful than they think we are. But we need to stand up and start showing that power. We need to stand up and start showing that. And start flexing that shit. We need to start calling out their racism. We need to start calling out their bigotry. We need to start calling out their fucking... their religion. These motherfuckers swear to God that they're godless people and are the furthest thing from it. Because I don't know how you could do all of these things and pass all these laws and still call yourself a Christian. You guys aren't Christians. You aren't Christians. You're not Christians. You're solid devils. Ron DeSantis is a devil. A devil. You are a devil. That's what you are. You have demons all around your body. And they follow you, and they protect you, and they uplift you, and they hold you up. You are a demon. And everybody else around you that is like you, everybody who votes for you, you're voting for a demon. You're voting for somebody who doesn't care about a particular group of people. That's wrong. And if you vote for that, fuck you. Simple as that. Listen, I think it's this is the longest Black Lives Don't Matter podcast that I've done to date. I feel really serious about it. I know I yelled, I probably babbled a little bit, but hey, it is what it is. I'm gonna keep doing it. I hate this podcast. I hate doing this podcast. I really do. I don't like to do this podcast, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna continue to do it until we start listening, until we start fighting, until we start breathing, until we get the fuck up. And show these people that we have a pulse. And not only do we have a pulse, our pulse is strong. So man the fuck up, people. Man the fuck up. Man the fuck up. Man the fuck up. Man the fuck up. Because in this country, it's clear that black lives, they don't matter. It's clear in this country that black lives don't matter. Clear in this country that your life, black person, my life, black person, they don't mean anything. Black lives don't mean anything, because if they did, we wouldn't need a movement. My name's Darren Harris. This has been the Black Lives Don't Matter podcast.